establish that it's the chaskashi nederis. As long as we didn't see a deris, but we saw it has its effect, it has a kokovan nikam, it has never yisera, so we have to be allowed to it. According to the Rambam, only if we take notice that it's an ederis. And in addition, it has an organic. It has an organic simantar. So the Shitas Rambam is as follows. The Torah doesn't mention the whole Shitas Rambam, but the Shitas Rambam is that if we find an unidentified bird that has one simantar, one organic simantar, plus the functional simantar of any deris, we are allowed to eat it. We allow to eat it. Now, if we find an unidentified bird that has three organic simantar, and we also establish that it has the functional simantar, we allow to eat it. If we find, again, the Rambam says, if we find an unidentified bird that has two organic simantar, plus, and it is established that it has the functional simantar, we are allowed to eat. But if we find that an unidentified bird has one organic simantar, and we didn't see it act as an evidence, but we didn't establish that it's an evidence, we're not allowed to eat. We're not allowed to eat. Now, if we find an unidentified bird and we see it as Ezefek, all the three, Ezefek and Kokovoni Nikra, and that's why you say, but we didn't establish that it's an Enedere, so we're not allowed to eat it either. Now, and the Shitas Rambam is that, like Rashi, not like the Rashi, that there are no other Ephist Meim except the 24 species spelled out by the Torah. Now, the question arises, why does the Rambam require, in order to be allowed to eat an unidentified bird, that we must establish, number one prerequisite is, we must establish it possesses the functional simantar. And then, that it possesses at least one organic simantar. So if it possesses one organic cementare plus the functional, you can eat it. If it possesses two organic plus the functional, you can eat it. If it possesses three organic plus the functional, you can eat it. But suppose we establish it possesses three organic, and we didn't establish as to whether it's dairies or any dairies, so then we're not allowed to eat it. Why? So obviously we are cheshish. Now, what is the Shittas Rambam? What is the Shittas Rambam? Is the Shittas Rambam like the Shittas Ageni, like the Girsas Ageni, that the 20 species spelled out by the Torah have possess three simonitare, or is the Shittas Rambam like Rabbi Yishev Rabbi Yisei? The Lachamishne wants to say that the Shittas Rambam is like Rav Meshi Rav Yisi. In other words, that the 20 species possess only one simantar. So the question is, why does the Rambam say that if someone finds an unidentified bird that has three organic simantar, so he's not allowed to eat it unless in addition to this prove that it has three organic simantare, he also takes notice that it has the functional simantare. But why, if Ishita is like Rav Meshi Rav Yisei, so there is no Iftome, no species of Iftome that possesses three simantare. Either they possess one or they possess two. So then it should follow, according to Rav Meshi Rav Yisei, if we find in a bird three simonitare, it should be mutabachile, shouldn't ask any questions. And the Rambam says no, even if we find in an unidentified bird it has its effect in Kovon and Niklav and as Bayisera, but we, as long as we didn't establish that it has the functional simonitare, you're not allowed to eat. Why not? So Reb Chaim says it's a very complicated Reb Chaim, but I mean, this is the Talmud. First of all, we have to say, even though he doesn't discuss the two different Gersois, but we have to say that according to what Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, So the Shittas Rambam had the same Girse, the Rambam had the same Girse as Rav Meshe and Rav Yezid. But with one difference. According to Rav Meshe, in other words, he had the same Girse as Rav Meshe and Rav Yezid. In other words, not, first of all, he wasn't Geres. Vinelach Minaye, Maosom Totev Leachlinon, he wasn't Geres. He wasn't Geres. And then, he wasn't Geres, Plote Hadre Bechule, Esrimem Shleisha Shleisha, but he was just Geres, Plote Ise Bechule. Plote Ise Bechule. That's all. And he wasn't Geres, Nelach, Maosom Totev Leachlinon, he wasn't Geres. But there is one difference between the Rambam, even though the Rambam had the Girse for Rav Meshe and Rav Yezid. But there is one difference. According to Rav Meshe and Rav Yosef, so the 20 species have just, each one of them has just one cemetery. According to the Rambam, so there are some species among the 20 species that have three, and there are some species that have just one. That have just one. But among the three that they have, those species among the 20 species that have three simonetare, that have three simonetare, so they possess only three simonetare, and then there are other species that have. They are other species among the 20 species that have just one cimentar. One cimentar. Now, and the Shittas Rambam is as follows. The Mishnah says, Kol Eif Hader is done. So the Pashtas Aloshim of the Mishnah is as the Rav Chaim says. In other words, there are two aloches. One aloche is of simone tare, and then there is another aloche of simone tume. So etz ba'iseiro, zefek, vani niklav, are simone tare. And it's not statistical simone. It's essential simone. In other words, etz ba'iseiro and zefek and kukvani niklav are the essential simone that make certain words into ephistere. Why are we toeya? Because they have these simoni. Like the simoni taro in behemoteiro and chayoteiro. So it's not a statistical thing. Like the simoni taro in dogim toeri. So it's not a statistical thing. These are the simoni that make it into dogim toeri. In other words, if a fish has scales, it has fins, so that makes it into an iftoeya. Not that this is a raya, that these are the ifesteiri. No, this is the thing that makes it an iftoeya. The chewing the cud and the split hoof are the things that make certain behemoths, certain animals into behemoteiro or chayoteiro. So the same thing is true of an iftoeya. They are certain simoni, which are essential simoni, that make the iftoeya into Eifes Teirim. What are the simonim that make the Eifes into Simone Teirim? Into Eifes Teirim? These three simonim. But they are two aloches. They are two aloches. In other words, anyone vis-a-vis the Eifes, the Chavdalet Eifes that are mentioned by the Torah. So the Torah requires all the three simonitar. All the three simonitar. So why are the Chavdala Deifes some of them have two simonetare, two organic simonetare. Some of them, like Erev, has two organic simonetare. Still they are Tomei because they don't possess, not one of the Chavdala Deifes possesses even once, not one of the Chavdala Deifes possesses all the three simonetare. But then, vis-a-vis other species, not the Chavdala Deifes, so we only require one organic simentare. But as far as simonetare are concerned, so only a simentare begufe, an organic simentare, constitutes an essential simentare. A functional, there is no functional simentare, but there is a functional simentum. So that's why the Mishnah says, Kolei Faderei Stomei. That means that if there is, if we see an unidentified bird and it's Deiris, it's a bird of prey, so that makes it an Eif Tamei. That makes it into an Eif Tamei. That makes it into an Eif Tamei. So in other words, so according to the Rambam, there are two aloches. There is a aloche of simonitare, and simonitare consists of organic simonitare. There is no functional simonitare. And then there is a aloche of simentumen, also an essential simentumen. In other words, so if a deiris is a simentumen, so it's not as the other Rishonim say, there are four simonitare, three organic and one functional. So the fourth simentare consists in not being a deiris. A negative simentare. No, there is no such thing according to Rambam. They are only positive simonitare. And so the positive simonitare consists of three organic simonitare. And then there is a positive simentume. That's a function, if it's there is. So the Mishnah says, come if a there is his stomach. So if we see that an unidentified bird is deiris, so merely that's a simentume. It's a raya, it's an eftome. It's a raya and eftome. So then it says, then the Mishnah proceeds to discuss the simonitare. Kol sheyesh leyes bayiseyom, vizefek, vikokobone nikla, vistoyer. So the Mishnah doesn't mean that only if it has the totality of the three organic simonitare. The Mishnah discusses what simonitare are there. So there are three simonitare. So vis-a-vis an ape that is not spelled out by the Torah, so one simonitare constitutes an ape toy. Vis-a-vis the ape is spelled out by the Torah, so we need all the three simonitare. So actually, there are only three simonitare. There are no four simonitare. The fourth simen is not a simonitare. There is a simentum. Now let's see the Rambam. I mean, all right, the two. V'imhoyo b'cheskashenei deiris, if it is established that it's in a deiris, v'yesh lei echot midim la'asimoni, eize sheyye, kos of a Rambam she'utoy. So if it is in any deiris, and in addition, it has one organic cementare, because only an organic cementare is cementare. There is no functional cementare. There is a functional cementum. So it's like, avorach kosa, shein la'atire b'simen echot, elo shekukubonei niklav, avo limeni niklav, afilu yesh b'zefek, ve'etz b'yiseiro istomi. The Rach says that he has a kabole, that this additional cementare, that the Gemara says, either peres or osni, your possesses, consists of kokovon and niklav. So that means that the three, that the 20 Eifes Tmeim that have three simonitare, so kokovon and niklav is not one of them. Kokovon and niklav is not one of them. So in other words, that they consist of Zefek, and that's by Yiseiro, and David Eris. Any deiris, according to the Rach. So it's like Rabbi Netan. So, Avo Rach Kosav Shein Latire B'Simen Echot El Shikukvone Niklav Avo Limeni Niklav Afilo Yesh B'Zefek Veitz B'Yiseiro Yistome V'Rashi Kosav Shein Lismech V'Lechel Koleif Elo B'Meseires Shemosholon Avisenu Shutoya Sheishlochu Shem Deiris. Sheishlochu Shem Deiris. Because according to Rashi, so the Pshat in the Mishnah is, when the Mishnah says, Kol sheyesh lei etzba yiseiro, v'zefek kovone niklav toyer, only if it supplements the fact that it's in a deiris. So memele, if we don't establish that it's an ene deiris, it's an ene deiris, so if we're not sure as to whether it's an ene deiris, so then we cannot rely on any other simoni. Why not? Because according to Rashi, So, let's say, even if we see an unidentified bird that has three organic simonitare, a zefek and koron niklav, and that's by yiseiro, but we didn't prove, we didn't establish that Zneine Deiris, so we have to be Cheshesh, maybe it's one of the 20 species. But we didn't see a Deiris, that's no Raya, we didn't see a Deiris, but maybe the next day we'll see that it is a Deiris. Yes, what is that? What is that?
According to the Rav, why is it only Kurt Bonita? If you have an awful setback or extra, why shouldn't it be Mutter? If you're not going to do the Paris or Ozzy, according to the Rav.
In other words, so your kasha is now, if the Rach would agree with the Shita that the 20 species, if it's made, have three simonitare, so then if Paris, that's a very good question. So in other words, so only Paris Biosni or have one simonitare, and that's with Shriach. And that's the Shriach. So why does he say only if the cementare consists of Kukovon and Nikla? But if it consists of Zefek, so then it's Osalochle. Why is it Osalochle? It couldn't be one of the 20 species because they have three cementare. It couldn't be Erev because the Erev has two cementare. So it could only be Paris Osnio. Paris Osnio. So Paris Osnio. So it's Lo Shriach. So we have to say if the Rach will agree with this, if the Rach will have the Gios Tzageni, so then we'll have to say what we have to say in Teisves. In other words, that only what do we say in Teisves, that only the Loidoris species is Lo Shriach of Paris Osnio. But the Doris species of Paris Osnio is Shriach. So Mimele, both Paris has just one semen and Osnio has just one semen. So it's Kabbalah Biyodeinu that only the Kokovone, so one of the two, so has the cementare of Kokovone Nikla. The other one might have Zefek, might have Ezvay Yisere. So the Loi Shriach applies only to the species that has the cementare of Kokovone Nikla. But the species that has the cementare of Zefek or Ezvay Yisere is Shriach. So Memele, only if the unidentified bird has the cementare of Kokovone Nikla, we are allowed to eat it. But if the unidentified bird has the cementare of Zefek or Ezvay Yisere, so that is Shriach. So maybe we have to be Cheshish. Maybe it's that species of either Paris or Osnio that has one cementare and is Shriach. Alright. Aber Rach Kosav Shin Latir Bisimenechot and Shkubon and Niklaf. Aber Lemeni Niklaf, Afru Yesh Bisefek, Vedra Yisira Tamin. Virashe Kosav Shin Lissner Lechel Koleiv, El Masir Shemosh Lavisenu, Shuutoya, Sheyishloch Shemo Deris. And the Mechaber also passes like that. In other words, so he says, a big chumre, that if there is a new bird that we never knew before and we have no masere in respect to that bird, so we're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because that's Rashi Lishitose, that when the Mishnah says Kol Sheyeishbe Ezba Yiseiro Vizefek Vikukuvoni Niklaf Toyer, so it means if we see that it has all the three organic simonitare plus that it's an enederes, we see it's an enederes, but if we find and a new bird, and we see that it has all the three organic simonitare, and we do not see that it's there. We didn't see that it should grab avia. We didn't see that it should eat its victim while it's still alive. So that's not a guarantee that it's in any there. Maybe this bird did not have an opportunity to show to us that it's in any there. And if we wait longer, so we'll see that it's a deiris. It doesn't mean that a nev deiris always has to manifest its deiris characteristic. Now, what's a nev deiris according to Teis Veshite? That it eats the victim while it's alive. Does that mean that a bird of prey will never eat a victim when it's dead? It eats its victim indiscriminately when it's dead, when it's alive. So maybe Maybe you just didn't see it, but maybe sometimes it eats the victim while it's alive. So maybe, but if we have a masere, let's say we don't have to have any shilas about a goose or a duck as to whether it's an iftoy or not, because we have a kabbalah from our ancestors that it's an iftoya. But if it's a new bird, so then we have no kabbalah. So how do we know that it has all the simonitare? Maybe it's in a day race. We didn't see a day race. We just didn't see it. Because it just happened that when this bird ate the victim, so the victim was dead. It was dead anyway. So the bird of prey shouldn't eat it. But maybe if it has an opportunity to eat the victim while it's alive, it will do so. Because of that, so there were many Jews, and even today there are a few Jews. I don't know whether in Chicago you have some Jews, whether in America you have some Jews, but in Yerushalayim I know you have some Jews who never eat turkey. Why? Because turkey is a new bird. I mean, we certainly have no kabbalah from our ancestors about the turkey. The turkey was discovered in America, so, and our ancestors did not live in America, so mimele, there were some rabbonim who felt that turkey should not be. However, in Lithuania, so everybody ate turkey, and there are many tshuvas in Achenim, in the late Achenim, who say that even though Rashi says that shein lismich b'lechir kolei velo b'maseira shemoskolon aviseinu shuutoyer sheishleich shemadereis. But that is only shayach if we did not witness the new bird day after day, night after day. I mean, observing, you know, its habits, its eating habits. So then, but we just saw a new bird. Let's say the first Jews who came to America and they found the turkeys, they were not allowed, according to Rashi, to take these turkeys and shecht them. Why? Because how could they know? How could they establish, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the turkey is an Eif Sheni Deris? Maybe it's an Eif Deris. They didn't see the first day they arrived in America that the turkey injects a venom in its victim, or that it eats its victim while it's alive. Or, let's say, according to Rashi's Pshat, they did not see that it lifts up the victim completely b'avir. That's no riot. He just didn't do it. Because it wasn't necessary for the turkey to do it. But if it will be necessary to eat the victim while it's alive, it will do so. So, in such a case, Rashi has application. But if, let's say, we witnessed day after day and night after night, I mean, not one time the way it eats, but 1,000 times, every day, we kept on watching, let's say, the turkey, how it eats, and we never saw for a single time that it should eat the victim while it's alive, so then there are no choshes. It's very mistaba. And this is the basis of the heter of eating turkey, but there are some Jews who don't eat turkey because of this shita of Rashi. Alright. ורחי הלוי דבר המויה כוסה וטיבלנו מזיר הזמן וסיינו מסגנין הקרננים שכל איף שחית מרוחי וכף רגל רחובו כי של אבוס בידוע שאין מדרס. So that's a סימן וכוס ועדיני אובי רוזל וכי מסתד ויש להיכלה אם ימצא להיגים וסימונים בגופה ואין לוחוש שם מודרס נמון הצעיות לימה איף זה היטל יפלני הצעיות. So Rashi says that we must have a maseres, and that certainly applies to a bird that we didn't observe for a long time, day after day and night after night. So in other words, so then we have to be chayshish. Maybe it's an eight day race. We didn't see the first time we watched this new bird eat. But maybe when we observe it the second time as it eats, we'll see that it's an eight day race. Maybe when we observe it the third time. So suppose Kosovadini of Yorozal, Mishu Bimoki, Shenuyagi Misa Beifech, Mipne Shein Le Maseres, We all achli mokim she yishlem be maseres she yochleich le be mokim sholach shom. Vafilu daiti lalze. Vilo yei de lafilu becholam kemeis yechilim lisme chaleise amokim she kiblu be she umuter. Kol zman she yechilim lahakir she utome. So in other words, this halacha that aheilich mimokim she noagu leser limokim she noagu lehati. So the halacha the gemara in Pesachim says im daiti larze, so he's not allowed to do it. So that only has application to something that the people in the mokim where it comes from know that it's muta, but they are machmir on certain things as is yod. They are machmir. So let's say kidney, samin, or any other siyot. So then he has to comply with the chumri samokim shiyot. So mishom chumri amokim sholach mishom. Mashenkin here, if in any place people don't teach certain ifes, so it's not that they want to be machmir as a siyot, because they don't have a kabbalah, so they don't know. Let's say in a certain place people don't eat turkey. So it's not that it's a chumri as a siyot, because they don't have any kabbalah, so memela the achil sheish, maybe the turkey is a deris. But if he was in a place where they have a kabbalah, so in other words, so there is no choshe, so he already has the kabbalah that let's say that the turkey is an any deris. But now he comes to a place where the people have no masere, so he can take advantage of his masere in the place he departed from. So Veloid afilu bechola mekemis yechilim lisme chaleisi amokim shekiblu bei sheu muta kol zman shein yechilim lahakir sheu tamei. That's irosh. I mean, there's the tour and there's the shittis irosh. The mechaba mentions two days. All right. Beit seif tamei asur and kemesi. But before we go to mechaba, I want to go over the Rosh Hashanah. Now, there is one thing that Reb Chaim says. According to all the Rishayim. So the pshat in the Mishnah, except the Rambam. So when the Mishnah says kol sheyesh le'etzba yisero vizepek v'kokovone niklach istoyer, it means that when can we eat such a bird? Only if it has all the three organic simon tav, the organic simon tav. But if it has just two simon tare, so then you cannot eat it. You cannot eat it. Only if it has all the three simonitari. But according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon, it means kol sheyesh le'etzba yisero v'zefek kovone niklach. In addition, we established it's an enei deiros, then it's toyer. According to Rabbeinu Tam, kol sheyesh le'etzba yisero v'zefek. According to Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meshi v'Rabbi Yisi. Even though they have different yosoids. So, but we both agree that the pshat in kol sheyesh le'etzba yisero v'zefek v'kokovone niklach is toyer means that if one takes notice that a certain bird has the three organic simonitare, even though it didn't take notice of the functional simonitare, so it's muta. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, so it's muta because while his giyosei is that the chof if his name have possess three simonitare, but the three simonitare consist of two organic simonitare and one functional simonitare. So Mimele, if he finds an unidentified bird that has three organic simonitare, so it's a raye that it's not one of the chof aphis tmei, chof aphis tmei. According to Arav Ramesh Barabi Yisei, so according to his girse, so the chofef is main have possessed just one cementare. So all the chofef is main, so are their sin according to but each one of the chofef is main possesses one cementare. So now, if one finds an unidentified bird that has three organic simonitare, it could be according to Rav Meshe Barab Yisei, one of the chofef is made. But the Tzadashove between Rav Netam and Rav Rav Meshav Rav Yosef is that as far as this Pshat in the Mishnah is concerned, so it's the same thing that the Mishnah tells us that if one finds an unidentified bird and he doesn't know whether it's a deris or an inadiris, but he just establishes it has three organic simonitare, it's toya. According to Rav Netam, it's buta b'achile, because the chofefest name possess three simonitare, but only two organic and one functional, and this unidentified bird possesses three organic, and the contra measure of Yosef, it's muta, because while all the chofef is name are their sin, and not one of the chofef is name possesses the functional simentare, it's still muter because all the chofef is name possess only one simentare, whereas this unidentified possesses three. But suppose it possesses one, it's osea. Suppose it possesses two, it's osea. Maybe it's an eirev, but it possesses three. But it's a rashove. Among them is that the pshat in the Mishnah is that you are allowed to eat it only if it possesses three organic simonitare. However, the Rambam Shat Reb Chaim says that the Mishnah doesn't tell us under which circumstances he is allowed to eat this unidentified bird that has an etzba yisera and is ekkon nikvah. But Reb Chaim says two pshotim. It's two pshotim in the Mishnah according to the Rambam. One pshat of the Rambam. Rav Chaim says one pshat of the Rambam, the Mishnah might be that the Mishnah just tells us which simonim are simonitare. So the Mishnah tells us kol sheyesh leyes bayiseira vizevik kol vaninik laftoyer. These three are the simonitare, and they have. And what's the relevance of the totality of the three simonim? The relevance is ligabei the chavdalat eifes mentioned by the Torah. So the reason is why the Chavdalet Eifes, art name is because all the Chavdalet Eifes are devoid of the total of three simonitar. Another pshat, and the Mishnah just tells us which simonim are the simonitar. And then another pshat that the Rambam could have in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah says, Kol sheyesh lo etzba yisera, vizevken, v'kukvonei niklav, Historia. In other words, if a certain orb is not an iftome, because how does an orb become an iftome if it has the simen tume of deiris? But if it is established that it's not an iftome, so it does not have a simen tume, so then in order to become an iftome, it must possess one of the three simonitari. Either etzba yisera or zefek or kekuban nikva. So it's either or. So the Mishnah doesn't mean only if it has the totality of all the three. These are the three simonitare. And if any bird not spelled out, not included in the Chavdalet Eifes, has one of these three, is an eftoy, provided it does not have the simen tume. If it has a simetume, it's a deiris, then it becomes an iftome. So no simonitare will make it a toya, because it becomes an iftome by virtue of the fact that it's a deiris. But if it's not a deiris, so it does not have the simetume, and then it has one simentare, so then it's istoya. What are the simonitare? There are three simonitare. Vis-a-vis the Chavdalet Eifes, so you must have all the three simonitare, and that's the reason as to why all the Chavdalet Eifes are tmeim, because there isn't one among the Chavdalet Eifes that should have all the three simonitare before. True, that there might be some Eifes among the Chavdalet Eifes tmeim that have two simonitare, but not all the three. So these are the three simonitare. Now, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Lech Nachos Asuras Halachat Esvom, Kol mi shehu boki b'minu meil uvishmiseyen, harei ze eichel eif sheine mehem, v'nitzor b'diki, v'eif toya nechal b'masiris, v'hu sheyye dobo poshut b'isimokim, sheze eif toya, v'nemon tzayot leimar eif ze hitali rabi hatzayot, והוא שיוזה קויסיציות שהוא בוקי במינינלו ושמסיין. Now you see how the Rambam mentions the Alochas. First he says, Kol mishu boki bimini meilu uvishmiseyem hari zeichel eif sheini mehem venitzor b'dike. And then he says, Ve'eif toya nechal b'maseres. In other words, if there is a maseres, so then it is toya, he doesn't have to inquire about anything, he doesn't have to be a boki. Masheike, if there is no maseres, then he has to be a boki. והוא שיהיה דוב הפושע בסמוקי לבטויה. ונמון צייד לאימה, איב זה היטל לרבי הצייד. והוא שיהיו זה כויס צייד, שהוא בוקי במין נאו שפסיה. תן נלוך את הזיין, ניסס. מי שאינה מכיר, ואינה ידע שמסיין, בידיק בסימונים אלו שנוסנו חכון, קוראי שהוא דרס ואיכל בידוע שהוא מאלו המינים ויתום. So in other words, so that's a סימנטום. If he's דרס ואיכל, that's a סימנטום. ושאינה דרס ואיכל, so then he's not an iftomei, he doesn't become established an iftomei, but in order to become established an iftomei he must have one of the simonitare. That's the alfuse from Nesh. So vishayne ideres veichlim vich beyachon shlishe simonim eilu hareyu iftomei avele ez vayiseiro izefek viamuro oishel kobron indikla viyad lifi sheim vicholeilu hamini maasuri min sheim ideres ויש ביחד משליש הסימונים אלו חוץ מפרס ויוזניו. Now, we saw two פשוטים in the Gemara, in a main assignment. Two פשוטים, Rashi's פשט and the Rambam פשט. But the Rambam has his own פשט. And according to the Rambam פשט, the way Reb Chaim explained it, so the Gemara is very smooth. So, Omar Amina, Hilchese, Eif Abo Bisimon Echod Toyer, Vihud Lidos. In other words, because there are two aloches. One aloche is aloche of simonitare. And the aloche of simonitare consists of organic simonitare. Not lideres. Lideres is not a simonitare. Deres is a simonitare. So that's one aloche. There are three organic simonitare. And then we have aloche of tume, a functional simonitare. So mimele, omar ameima, hilchese, eif habobi simonechotoya. If we find in enough a cementare, and in order to be considered a cementare, it must be an organic cementare. There is no such thing as a functional cementare. There is a functional cementume. So, if a bobi cementechot, if an unidentified bird shows that it possesses one organic cementare, let's say zefek or one nikla, as by seiro, so it's toya. Vihu, the lidois, it must be established that it does not have a cementume. So in other words, so this is what Amima says according to the Rambam Shah. So the Rambam Shah says, "Lifi she'im b'cholayim u'hamini ma'asuri min she'nederis v'yesh b'yechod mishlei she'simoni meiru chutz mi'peres v'azniyo u'peres v'azniyo in the mitzuyim." Now the only the kash. The Gemara says that peres v'azniyo is in the mitzvah yishu. And maybe if someone finds an unidentified bird that has one cementari, he can eat it. Because he doesn't have to be cheshish, lest it's peres vozniyo. Peres vozniyo is shriach. But the Rambam says that if the unidentified bird has only one semen, then he cannot eat it. It must have two simonim. So why does the Gemara say only one semen? He always the kashe against the Rambam. It's no kashe, according to what Reb Chaim says. Because it has only one cementari. The other semen is not a cementare, it's the absence of a cementumen. It says, "Lifi sheim b'cholayim asimonim asur, aminim asurim, min sheim ederis v'yesh b'yachod mishlis asimonim elu, chutz imperes v'azniyo, uperes v'azniyo in mitzuyim b'yishuv, el midboris hi ayam or chikis, ad me'eid sheim seif ha'yishuv." Sheim seif ha'yishuv. I mean, when the Rambam says, hi ayam or chikis ad me'eid, it doesn't mean yor. He means America. According to Rambam, we have a machlekes rishonim as to whether in now bismanazeh, and they mean bismanazeh, they mean France, Spain, Germany. I mean these are the bismanazeh now mikemes. When they say now mikemes, so there's a machlekes rishonim. But the Rambam says v'ir hayam horichikis admiyed shein seif ayishu shein seif ayishu. Now we say shitas Rambam means that in Europe the Paris Bosnia is not much either. In Seifa Yishuv, in other words, let's say in America. So Amima says that if we find in an unidentified bird an organic cementare, And of course, it is established that Tzinin Deiris, that has nothing to do with Simone Tare, that has to do with Simone Dume. So then we allow to eat it. Because of all the Eifes Tmeim, now, according to the Rambam, so the Chof Eifes Tmeim are of two types. Some members of the Chof Eifes Tmeim have free Simone Tare, organic Simone Tare, and they are still Tmeim. Why are they still Tmeim? If some of them have free organic Simone Tare, because they are there, see? There is another Aloche, the Teifa Dere system. So some of the Chof Eifes Tmeim possess free Simone Tare, but they are still Tmeim because they are Deosim, and then some of them possess one Simone Tare, but they are all Deosim. And then Peres Vyosnio, so one of the two is a Deiris species, and one of the two is an Eini Deiris species. So Mimele, if someone finds an unidentified bird that has an organic Simone Tare, and he establishes that it's an Eini Deiris species, then it must be that species of Peres Vyosnio that is not much of an issue. So he's allowed to eat it. So he's allowed to eat it. This is what it says. לפי שאין בכל אילו אמין מעשוי מין שנדריס ויש ביחד משלוש הסימון עם אלו חוץ מפרס ואבי או פרס ואבי הם מצויים באישו בוריס היא היום או רכי כזמאית שנסיפה אישו. So ממילא it's muta. Then the Rambam says נלוח יתחס הויו הקור כבן ניקלב ביסקים. That's the Gemara, that it's a sophic. ואין ניקלב ביעת ואין בי סימן אחר אף על פי שנדריס הרי זה sophic. הויו חוזוק ודובוק וניחי בשמש ונשרפה ונקבע ביד, הרי זה מודע. Then the Rambam mentions the sheet of the rach. אומרו הגנים שמעשי רסי בידיהם שימירין להתיר איפה בו בסימן אחד אלו אם הוא יועיסי סימן שיקול איף כקורבוני ביד. אבל אם אין נקבע ביד, אבל פי שיש לי זפק או יצבע יסירו מיילום לא יתרו. So the Magen Mishne says that the Rambam is cheshish for the sheet of the Rach. But even though the Rambam is cheshish for the sheet of the Rach, but he integrates it, he combines it with his own sheet. What is the sheet of the Rambam? The sheet of the Rambam is that there are two aloches. Aloch of simonitare, of three organic simonim. Any one of the three organic simonim makes an eiv into an eiv toer, except if it's one of the Chavdala Deifis. So then it can only become an Eif Toyer if it will have all the three organic simonim. But since it not all the three organic simonim in addition to being an Enidaris. So maybe the Rambam said the Rambam is Cheshish for the Shite of the Rach. That even if we find, what did the Rambam say? That if somebody finds an unidentified bird that has an organic semen tag and it's an inadvertent, so it's allowed because the only possibility is as far as the possibility of niftomi is concerned, of peres only, or that's not shriach. So only if the organic semen consists of organic nikla. But suppose he finds an unidentified bird that he possesses the cementare of Zephek or Ezba Yiseiro, and is in any day race, he is not allowed to eat it. So that's the Shittas Rach. But how can that be explained according to the Shittas Rambam? So the same way, in other words, that the Shittas Rach is that since there are two species, there is Peres and there is Osnio, we don't know one, so each Peres and Osnio possesses just one cementare, but one possesses just one cementare. So the Shittas Agenim that the Rambam mentions is that the Shittas Rach, that only the species of Peres Viosnio that has the cementare of Kukovoni Niklav is not much of the issue. Mashein came the other species of Peres Viosnio. So it is much of an issue. So Mimele, the Rambam says that if one finds an unidentified bird that possesses the simental koronin niklav at any tzedeiris, then it is definitely. So then it couldn't be the peres ozniyom of that has that possesses the simentare of the koronin niklav, because that's not much of the issue. So it must be some other species, not one of the peres ozniyom species. So maybe it's muter, because it's not what's the issue. Mashein kein, if the unidentified bird possesses the cementary of Zephyr Kores by Yisero, so maybe so that could be the parrot, the species that possesses the cementary, not Kukovan in the club, but it's by Yisero or Zephyr. Or Zephek, and maybe it doesn't even have to be according to what Reb Chaim says. We don't have to say what I said in the Rach, because the Rach does not necessarily agree with the Shita of Rav Meshe and Rav Yosef. But according to what Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, that the Rambam Shita is that the Chofev is made. So some of them have three simonetare, and some of them have only one simonetare. So, it's possible that this is one of the chof evesnei. Chof evesnei. But the kokovane nikla is not one of the chof evesnei. That's of the, because kokovane nikla is the additional simonetare, not possessed by the 20. Mashaink in the zefek is not the additional cementare, so it could be one of the Chof Eifes Mei. That's why it's us. So Omra Aginim Shemasir Esiv Yedeyem Shemasir. Here is Vitomi. We call Hashechin Matmeim Vinib Malahem Harizetom. Now the Machab. Right. Simon Pivayis. Simoni if Toyom is Polish Natera. Elomono minim Tmeim Dova. Ushomini Oif Mutom. Vaminim Asurim Chodale Damurim Batel. So again, it's like the Shita of Rashi in the Rambam, not like the Shita of the Rashi in the Rasabayis. There are no Oifest Meim, other than the minim spelled out by the Torah. But the Shita of the Rashi is, there are other Eifest Meim besides the minim spelled out later. Kol Mishu Boki Beisim Minim Lishmiseyem Harizeichel Kolev Sheinim Ehem Venitzor Ebdiki Veiftoya Mechon Maaseres Vimu Sheyie Dover Poshu Beisim Mokim Shezei Iftoya Vinemon Tzayu Beimar Ebzei Hitoli Rabi Atzayu Vimu Sheyur Zeko Isi Tzayu Shehu Boki Bin Minim Hatmeim Ho Amurim Batoiro Lishmiseyem Mi Sheinim Akirom Ven Yedea Shmiseyem Vedek Bisimonet Kolev Shehu Deiris Veichel Veyodea Veyodua Shehu Minim Hatmeim V'im in Yedea, because that is Simen Tumen. V'im in Yedea, im deres im lav, im kishem amidim eis yalchut, chilek es raglof, shnei es beisok v'kano, beis beis v'kant, oi shekirik na'avya, v'eichil v'yodua shu deres. So that is Simen Tumen. It's an essential Simen Tumen. Now, the fundamental thing that must be derived from this, from learning this simonim, is that the simoni tare are essential simonim, not statistical simonim. And the simen tumeh, as Reb Chaim says, of their race is also an essential simon. It's not a statistical simon. It's not a statistical simon. Alright. So, Vim Yodua Shinidei Reis, So yesh le simoni tare ez va yisere vizefik kon niklaf lafukim in niklaf lo bisakim hoy khoza kum dubok in nikh bishemesh misraf in kol yari simoni tare va afo pi shein le dimo simoni meilu va afo pi she yesh le dimo simoni meilu ein le yochle why that's because of rashi shike because the according to rashi and rabbi gersh in the mishne says that when it has the three simoni it's toye it means in addition to any deres so it must also be established that it's in any deres and by just taking a look once at the new bird you cannot be sure that it's in any deres only if you watch it for days and nights day after day night after night and you constantly watch its eating habits then you can determine with certainty that it's in any deres So, after which he is to give Simone Melo in Lochle, with the Shanachis in Shemu Deris, Elohim Kayeshle Maseres, Shemos Ulem Avisayan, Shehutoy, Shehutoy, Ye Shemrim Shekolein, Shehatume Rochim, Vikav Ragli Rehovaki Shalavos, Vyodua Shemi Deris, Umuta Bachile, Im Ye Shlei, Shlei Sho Simone Bigot, Ye Shlei Simone Bigot, Vye Shemrim, Shemisme Hafilu Alze, We cannot rely on this simen. Hatu mirochi. We can't rely on the chob. Vein leachil shumei. Elo bimaseires. Elo bimaseires. Shekivu boi shiutoya. Of course, those who don't eat turkey, so they don't rely on this simen of hatu mirochi. Because the turkey possesses that simen. But they don't rely on it. So the Asam would say, Shein lismi hatu alze. Vein leachil shumei. Elo bimaseires. Shekivu boi shiutoya. וכן ניאגים וילשנס מישהו ממוקים שניאגים ניסה ואיפכו מפני שאין להם מסירס והולך למוקים שיש למסירס for the two mentioned which is the ראש שיטה יוכל אוכלי ממוקים שולך שם ואף לדעת אל ארזיה ומיוצא ממוקים שיש להם מסירס והולך למוקים שאין להם מסירס מוטלוך so that's the two and that's the ראש שיטה now the מחבר mentions two days And the Shach is chilek on the mechaber. The Shach holds that there are no two days. Im shomi kein yishayim lemaseres. Yichilim loochlei al smach mokim sheyish lemaseres. Yish misheisya v'yish mishematia. V'yish loches divayis. So now he says the mechaber says that there are two days. Suppose in certain places they have maseres, and they eat a certain. And in other places they don't have maseres. Can the people in the other place that have new Maseres start eating that new oil on the basis of the Maseres of the people in the other town? So that today is. Where do we get it today is? Now, from the Shita that is mentioned in Sivdalet, it appears, which is the Shita of the Rosh, that the halacha of chumre amokim sheyotza mishom chumre amokim sheholach mishom doesn't apply here because here the reason as to why in the new place they don't eat because they have no maseres so he can take advantage of the maseres of the old place so mimele because of that we should say that without a new immigrant arriving in the new place they should also be allowed to eat it as long as they heard that in another town the people eat a certain bird because they have a maseres so the people who have no maseres should submit to the maseres of the other place that's the first sheet so he says that's the second sheet so that's the sheet of the Rosh and then Yesh Mishayisya that's the sheet of the Rashi now let's see the Shach in Sif Yudal Yesh Mishayisya v'yesh Mishamat v'imotzosim achlekes b'zeh b'feirush v'akacha she'evi b'siyosef dibri rosh she'iveisi b'simen kotni shal lifnei zeh kosav v'zeh l'shein v'arash b'kosav v'dira sabayi v'zeh l'shein hoyu necholim b'mikzas mekeimitz u'mikzas mekeimitz e'in necholim yira li she'imrim ala mikzas mekeimitz she'poshat v'nheta שירומולי קיבלו קיים מן האוביס או משאים עם הפקיעים בהם תנאי פוסס לא היו נהי הגימטר ואפשר ולאיסום שנוהגו באיסר איסרים שעניים מהמוטורים מהם אבל שנוהגו איסר מיקס מי מעדים ולאילו הנמצוא עם קצת מכניס עד מכאן לשני ודעה סמחבר שהרש בחיל את הראש ופי אני הזדהי כי ישחיל את המחבר He says there are no to this that if in one place there is a Maseiras, so the Jews in every other place can take advantage of the Maseiras in one place. So he says, So he says, the Shachshita is, there is no machlekes. The Rashba also agrees with the Rosh. But when does the Rashba say that if in one mokim there is a maseiras, in the other mokim not? So the people in the other mokim are not allowed to take advantage, to adapt the practice of the people who have a maseiras. That is, even in the other place where the aneigisea, so the aneigisea because of a certain chumre, not because they don't know whether it's there is or not there is. And the Rosh has reference to a case where the people do not intend to adopt a new iser edisyon, but they just don't eat. They just don't eat a certain oath because they simply don't know whether it's there is or not there is. So mainly you can rely on the judgment of the people in the other town. There is no machlekes. All right. So that is all. Now tomorrow, so we'll go over Simen Peveis, and the tour and the Mechaber. But I discussed the Rambam Shite, I mean, according to Reb Chaim's explanation, I didn't want to go over the Reb Chaim inside because we have to finish Simen Peveis. But you should go over the Reb Chaim now after I discussed all the Shite for Shemin. So it wouldn't be difficult for you to go over the Reb Chaim. What Reb Chaim says is that the Rambam has a different explanation in the Mishnah. According to all the other Rishonim, the Pshat in the Mishnah is that only if a certain bird has all the three simonitare, then you are allowed to eat it. Whether the Pshat is in addition to the establishment of the fact that it's in a deris, or without establishing, or I guess the machlekes between Rashi and Ramnatar. But the Pshat is that you're allowed to eat it only if you establish that it has all the three organic simonitare. According to the Rambam, it doesn't discuss a heter of eating. It just discusses simonitare. And what's the significance of it? So, vis-a-vis other ephes than the Chavdalad ephes, so one simonitare is enough. Vis-a-vis the Chavdalad ephes, so we must have all the three simonitare, and in addition of not being a deris, and because of the fact that it does not have, and according to because of the fact that there are two aloches, so vis-a-vis the chavdale deifes spelled out by the Torah. So then it must have all the three simonitare. Vis-a-vis any other if not spelled out by the Torah, only one simonitare is enough. And this is what the Mishnah tells us. Okay. Dealing with Dogim Tmeim are mentioned in two places, in Shmini and in Rei. Now let's see, there is a machlekes between Rambam and Ramban as to the scope of these lab. Now, so in Shmini the Torah says, "Eze toichlu mikol asher b'moi kol asher lo isnapel v'kaskeses fins and scales b'mayim b'yamim u'v'ancholim eisom techeilu v'kol asherim lo isnapel v'kaskeses b'yamim u'v'ancholim u'mikel sheretz ha'mayim u'mikel nefesh ha'chay asher b'mayim sheketz heim lochem v'sheketz yu lochem mipsorom lo isecheilu v'esnivlosom tishaketz." So we have here an essay, Eze Teichlu. So as the Tereskianim says, it's a lava bo mechlal essay. It's not that if one eats a dog toyer, is mikayim mitzvah sase. It's a lava bo mechlal essay. If he eats a dog tome, so in addition to the lav, he also violates an iser assay. And as a matter of fact, there is another iser assay, kila sharein leisnape vikaskeses. But the love that is mentioned is v'sheketz yiyu lochem mipsorom lo yisecheilu v'esnivlosom tishaketu That's the love in connection with dogim that do not have snapper mikaskeses, that is mentioned in Shmi. Now in Rei, so the Torah says, Ezetechu. Now it's in Shmini, it's Yudalev, Posik Yudalev, and in Rei, it's Yudalev, Posik Tes, and Yud. Ezetechu. Mikoila Shabamoim, Koila Shalu Snapper, because Kesses to Echelu. Vichoila Sharein Lo Snapper, because Kesses, Lo Isichelu. Tomei Huloche. Now, so we have one lap in Shmini and one lav in Rei. Now suppose one eats a dak tummy. Is a higher malchus only on the score of one lav, or is higher malchus on the score of two lav? The Shittes Rambam means is higher malchus only on the score of one lav, and the Shittes Ramban is that is higher malchus on the score of two lav, on the score of the lav in Shmini. In other words, v'sheket siyul lochem mitzorim l'sechilu. Mitzorim l'sechilu, there was mitzakeitu, but mitzorim l'sechilu, there's the lab, and also on the score of the lab of the choyla asher ein l'isnapem v'kaskeses l'sechilu tomi hulachem. That's one machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. Then there's another machlekes, a very fundamental machlekes. The shitas Rambam is that there are two kinds of water creatures. Bries Hayam. There is a creature that has the tzure of a fish, whether it's a daktoya or daktomi, but it's the same tzure. So all fishes have a certain tzure. So whether it's toya or tome, it has a certain tzure. And then there are other creatures in the yam that do not even have the tzure of a fish. They do not even have the tzura of a fish. So the Shittas Rambam is that the love of mentioned in Rei, v'chil asher ein l'snapem v'kaskeses l'zecheilu, tomi ulochem. Or the love mentioned in Shmini, v'chil asher ein l'snapem v'kaskeses b'yam v'achom kol sheratz ha'mayim kol nefesh ha'chayu, asher b'mayim sheket lochem, v'sheket siyeh lochem, v'psorom l'zecheilu, v'nosem t'shakei tzu. Deal exclusively with such bries of the yam that have a tzura of a dog. Dog in Lashon Kodesh, not in English. Of a fish. But if it is another barrier, it doesn't even have the tzura of a fish, then that lab doesn't apply. Neither the lab mentioned in Rei, where the Torah spells out V'chol asher ein lo snapper v'kaskeses lo zecheilu tomi ulachem, nor the lav mentioned in Shmini, because a person could distinguish between the lav mentioned in Rei and the lav mentioned in Shmini, because in Rei the Torah spells out V'chol asher ein lo snapper v'kaskeses lo zecheilu tomi ulachem. Masha'im kei in Shmini the Torah says, "V'chil asherim lisnapem v'kaskeses v'yamim v'acholim mikoyim sheretz amayim u'mikoyim nefesh achayo asher b'moyim sheketim lachem v'sheket tziyo lachem mipsorom lisachil v'nosim tzakeitzu." So one could say, as far as the love in Rei is concerned, what the Torah spells out dogim without snapem v'kaskeses, so that applies only to barriers that have the tzura of a fish. Masha'inkin, in regard to the love spelled out in Shmini, where the Torah says, V'chol asherim lisnapem v'kaskeses v'yam v'acholim mikoyim sheretz amayim. So it's a more inclusive language. So maybe that love can cover even any creature, any other creatures of the yam. They do not even have the shape of a fish. One could say that, but the fact is that the Rambam doesn't distinguish between the love mentioned in Rei and the love mentioned in Shmini. He is the same love, and because of that, the Rambam Shita is Chayv Malkes only on the score of one love, and that it only applies to those barriers that have the shape of a fish. But a barrier that is in the yam that does not even have the shape of a fish, does not even have the shape of a fish, so this love doesn't apply. But does that mean Does that mean if that love doesn't apply, that it's muter to eat any berry of the yam, as long as it doesn't have the tzura of a fish? So in other words, that when do we have to look for the simonim? Snapper Vikaske says, if it has the tzura of a fish, if it doesn't have the tzura of a fish, then we don't have to look for anything. We just take it, we catch that creature and we eat it. No, that's not it. So the Rambam says that there is a love that applies to Sheretz Hamayim. To Sheretz Hamayim. And that is the love mentioned in Vayikro Yudalev Posik Mem Gimel. Al tishaktsu es nafshiseichem b'chol ha-sheretz ha-sheretz v'lisitamu behem v'nitmeisem bo. So that's a general love, that it includes all kinds of shrotzim. Sheretz Hamayim, Sheretz Ha-Oretz, Sheretz Ha-Eim, everything. But vis-a-vis Sheretz Soiv, Sheretz Ha-Oretz, so we have special love besides the general love. Vis-a-vis Sheretz Hamayim, we don't have, the Rambam says, a special love. But the general love that includes all shrotzim includes also Sheretz Hamayim. So Mele, if someone will eat a creature that does not eat of the yam, that does not even have the shape of a fish, so the love of dogim will not be there, but he'll be there, he'll be higher malchus on the score of the general love. In Vayikro Yudalev Posit Men Gimel, Al Tishakto Es Nafiseichem B'chol HaSheretz HaSheretz V'Lizitamu Behem V'Nit Meisam. Now, the Ramban is fair. The Ramban says that in view of the fact that the Posit in the Torah in Shmini says, V'chol HaSherein Leisnapya V'Kaskeses Bayamim U'Vancholim Mikoyu Sheretz HaMayim. So the Torah employs a very general expression, a very inclusive, with a wide scope, a very inclusive expression. So that includes not only a creature of the yam that has the shape of a fish. Any creature of the yam, whether it has the shape of a fish or it does not have the shape of a fish, so as long as he does not have snapper vikaskeses, so the love of dogim applies to these creatures as well. And the shittas are, and the rai is from the loshen in Shmini. But since it is true of the love in Shmini, so it is also true, the Ramban says, of the love in Rei. And then the Ramban shittah is that is higher than the score of both love malchus. The Ramban shittah, but that's another machlekes. Now let's see the loshen Ramban. The Rambam says, now, in Perigvez Mechmachos HaSores, Halocha Dalet, so he says, V'cheinu Eichel Kazayis Midak Tomei, Leike, shenema v'sheket tziyeh lochem mipsorom v'sachayim. That's the love in Shmin, but only one Malkus. V'yobar alese, shenema akol asher lisnape v'kaskeses teichlu. Michlal shemi she'in lisnape v'kaskeses leichal. Ho, lomadito, shekol leichal doktome yudeimo b'chayot meyo, o yivtome yibot mitzuseset v'obar alese. That's perik v'ismach ha'asuris halochedal. Then, in perik v'ismach ha'asuris halochedal, the Rambam says, Hoichel kazayis misheretz hamayim, loikim natir. Not the posik of v'sheket tzilachem b'psalm l'sachimu that is mentioned in connection with dogim that don't have islam of kaskeses, but the posik in vayikcho yudalev posik memgimu. Hoichel kazayis misheretz hamayim loikim natir. Shenema al tisakso es nafshisecha b'chol asheretz asheretz v'lo yisitamu ben. Hari kilel b'lavze sheretz oretz v'sheretz ayi v'sheretz hamayim. So the only love on the score of which is Chayav Malkus is the general love, the love that includes all kinds of shrotim. But other shrotim have specific love too. Sheretz Amayim does not have a specific love, only the general love. Izeu Sheretz Amayim Eilu Habriyas Aktanis Kmeyatuloyim Vahaluko Shebimayim. So in other words, you find certain worms in the yam. You find worms in the Yaboshe, but you find certain types of small insects. In the yam, let's say a frog, it's more than an insect, or even a frog. So according to the Rambam, you're not higher Malkus on the score of the love of dog it may. According to the Rambam, if somebody eats a frog, now a frog does not have snapper, it doesn't have kaskeses. So memele, he'll be higher Malkus on the score of the love of Mishmini, Yudalev, Posit Yudalev, and Yud. And Yudalet posik tes and yud in rei dvorim Yudalet posik tes and yud if he eats a frog. But according to the Rambam, if he eats a frog, he'll be chayev on the score of the general love of sheretz, which includes sheretz amayim. That's in Yudalet vayikro Yudalet posik mem gimu. So izeu sheretz amayim labriyes aktanis miatloim valuko shebemayim or vabriyes agdeilis biyeser. Shein chayis hayam, let's say the big chayis of the yam. So he's also even that love. Kloli sheldomo, kol sheini bitzures hadogim, loy doktome veloy doktoya, kin kelef amayim vadalfein vatzvadeya ifrag vichayitze ben. So his chayim malkus not on the score of the love of dogim, but on the score of the love of sheretz amayim. But sheretz amayim, according to the Rambam, does not have a specific love. It's included in the general love of shrotim, which applies to all kinds of shrotim, including sheretz amayim. Vayikro yudalev posik mem. But the Rambam shikli is no. That let's say for tzvadeya and all the big berries, the small berries of the yam, even those that have a tzor of a fish, those that don't have a tzor of a fish, any berry of the yam, so the same love that applies to dogim applies to them. So that's the machlekes. Now, so I'm mentioning it because the Matan Yontef, there's a thesis Yontef on the Rosh, says something, and it's a pele that he doesn't even mention that it's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. Now, if you turn to the Rosh on the end of the third perik in Chum of Eilut Veifes, Daf Kuf Samaches in Eilut Veifes, it's paragraph Samaches, the second. So it's Oisei. Wait a second. It's not the second column, but the first column. It's paragraph Samaches. The first column, Daf Kuf Samaches Om Dalet, the first column. Oy say in the Madani Yontef. V'chol sheyesh lish kaskas. So he mentions a very interesting shaila that he had. V'ani b'yesi. It's Oy say, the fifth line in Oy say, the Madani Yontef. V'ani b'yesi, av bez niram b'kirek deisho. V'in, hei b'yolai, the tviana, hei b'yolai, a chochom, Marina Rav Rebanger Reife. Dog Nitro Bilchenom Stinkis Marinus. Wie nimmt so wie Yamas Wardi, wie Usama Moves. War Akochim jedem Pool ist Leiti Oeres Nemeno. It has a sub. Wie Os Eisi mit Psori wie Mine Rifuiz. Wie Eishli Shedre, wie Reishi Rochel. Wie Gam Eishli Kaskasim auf der Gufeit, es killst du. Wie Eishli Shum Snapper, it has no fins. Rak Eishli Arba Raglayim, ki Ragli Behemo Yechayim. Wie Shoral Nialze, du Monefshech, im Nechshav. So this Reife, apparently besides being a doctor, he was also blind. So he assumed that there is no special art. There is no special art vis-a-vis various ayam that don't have the shape of a fish altogether. There is no special art. Some in Mele, it's one lab. So there is one criterion, I mean two criteria. The criteria of snapping and the cascases. Now this barrier, this fish, Marines, so head, scales, but no snapper. But it had legs, it was a big animal, sea animal, a big sea animal. It had legs. So his question was, now what is the fins? The fins, that's the thing with which the fish swim in the yard. So Mimele, perhaps Yesh B'chal Musayim Moneh, in other words, fins in effect are very tiny legs. That's the legs of the fish. But if it has big legs, so Yesh B'chal Musayim Moneh, so it's considered also like snapia. That was Ishai. So he says, Rak Yesh Le'aba Raglayim Kiragle Behim Lachayo, Vishal Le'alze, Dim Monefshach, Im Nefshach Raglayim Lissampirim, So then, if we consider the raglayim like a snapper, so then it should be mutter. Because in other words, he took it for granted, like the shita of the Rambam, not like the shita. What is the answer according to the Rambam? So snapper b'kaskeses has nothing to do with it. Snapper b'kaskeses. Snapper, the criteria of snapper b'kaskeses apply to a various ayam that has the shape of a fish. So then we have certain guidelines, I mean criteria, snapper cascades. But if it doesn't even have the shape of a fish, it looks like an animal, except that it's in the yard. So then it's also, according to Rambam, machmas the love of Sheretz Amai, of Vayikro Yudalev Posik Mem Gimel. So in other words, so he did not understand it according to the Shita of the Rambam. So he understood it according to the Shita of the Rambam. Now, according to the Rambam, so there is no special love vis-a-vis a various ayam that does not have the shape of a fish. So all the various ayam have one status. So they are only, so we have the same criteria, the same guidelines. Snapper and kaskeses. Kaskeses it is. So the next question is it considered to have snappy or not? So if we say that the legs are as good as snapir, and even better, so then it's muta. But then, so he had a difficulty. I mean, this is a ashkofe difficulty. I mean, it's not a halachic difficulty. He says, in monefshach, in nechshav raglayim nisampirim, halidrocheo darkeneya. So how is it possible that the Torah allows us to eat this animal, this sea animal, the marines, as he calls it? I don't know, I mean, but how is it called in English? I don't know. I mean, I never heard of such an animal. But so how is it possible that it's muta? If we consider the legs as a snapier, so then it has kaskeses and snapier, so it's muta bachile. But l'cheo d'akeneyam, it's a source of poison or venom. All right, it's not such a strong kasha. So he says, halei l'cheo d'akeneyam, yev shaleim ha-shatir o-mosolonu. I mean, this kasha doesn't bother me because the Torah doesn't say that there is a mitzvah say to eat every creature of the yam that has a snapper and kaskeses. It's not osir on the score of the Gidmeim, but it could be osir on the score of other things. Of Hisham Lechol Shmei Nafshecha. I mean, so what is? So it's not that the Torah is bad to it. If it is a source of poison or venom, so it's osir on the score of Hisham Lechol Shmei Nafshecha. All right, anyway. So he says, so wie berich perik ulef agoso hoitzi kufre michal ulef mishim shenema adrochel tachineyam di bikufre yesh keitzim umisati me yodayim coach me do. So what kind of comparison is there? I mean, there the Gemara points out that kapist morim is what we call ulef. Maybe kapist morim is a certain kind of a thorn that also conforms to this, to the attributes of kapis morim. So the Gemara says it's impossible that when the Torah says ukachta ulochem bayim orishim kapis morim pri tzodor kapis morim, then the Torah should mean thorn that scratch the skin of your hands, because rochel dakenem. So there we understand rochel dakenem, because there the Torah requires us to take us. But here the Torah doesn't require us to eat marines. So I mean, so what's the shaykes? All right. Wie wir ich bin nur war Gott leite Kopf mit Hallo schon der Herr hat nehmen die Bekopf ich geht zum sagen dabei kannst du mich in das kann es nicht fasch wie stehe mei au zemei wo ihr dachte was Rako Marti. So why is he stehe mei? In other words, he was amazed at the existence of such a creature. So he says Rako Marti chef sha shu mukef velo yukef kidem atmeter. In other words, ein khaname that this is a hybrid. Maybe this marinus is a hybrid. So, Mishesis and Mibreshis, this kind of a creature was not created. But, people were marking. You know, they were marking one mean upon another mean. So, Mimele, that resulted, that hybrid resulted. So, Mimele, so Mimele, and that was done after Matan Torah. So, Mimele, there is no kasha how the Torah was matter. If it had been done before Matan Torah, so then the Torah would have forbidden this kind of a creature. I mean, that's what he said. Alright. So he says, look, my yom shomu be precious rabbi shakodish bohu be bohu mshis in precious. Bab zemi, my yom shomu, it should be my haminim shomu be precious rabbi shakodish bohu be bohu mshis in precious. Bab zemi nhuke baha kabolas chazal. Koshi yishli kashkeses. Yishli snapia. Vini koeis nirale yishuk acha yisanochi. וזה שיש לי דיבר בקוסם, שאומר כל אשר מסנפר בקסקסס, והודר אומר וכל אשר מסנפר בקסקסס, מכל שרץ המים כל נפש החיים. לא יסחילו. מה שיאמר בקוסף הראשון, וכך נראה לי דה הקוסף הראשון מדבר בני דוגים בלבד, לאף כחיה שבים, וכן דור שמתרסקי אני, החיה או חיה שבים. So, ומיאתו זכינו לדין זה, כי זה הכלל לכל שיש לקקס לשניסאפיר, על מדוגים הוא שאומרו כן, ולא על החי שבים, וכן פוסק ראשון על דוגים בלבד נאמר. אבל פוסק שני, שהוא נאמר על החי שבים, אין סתם, הוא צריכש, שהרי יש חי, זה חי בים שיש לקקס לשניסאפיר. ואפשר גם כן שיהיה מי שיש לי, סנאפיר ואין לי קסקסס, ובורך הידיה. ואפשר גם כן לכל שאין לי קסקסס, בחייס הים אין לי סנאפיה, ואם כאין גם בשני הוא מיוסה. So in other words, at first it appears he's very unclear on the language. So I really don't know what it is this yontif meant. He could mean that there is a distinction, that in other words, very ambiguous what it is this yontif says. He could have meant that there is a distinction between the love mentioned in Shmini and the love mentioned in Re. But then, if he meant that, so it's a new shite. I mean, no Rishon says it. In other words, that the Torah in Shmini says at first, "V'chol asher ein lo isnaper v'kaskeses v'yamim v'ancholim mikol sheretz hamayim." She says, "Ezet teichu mikol asher b'mayim kol asher isnaper v'kaskeses b'mayim b'yam b'ancholim eisom teichu." So that means this is reference to a fish that any fish that does not have snapper v'kaskeses, we are not allowed to eat it. This is a lava bowl cholas. Bechol asherim lisnapem v'kaskeses, bayamim v'ancholim. Then the Torah proceeds. Mikil sheretz hamayim u'mikil nefesh achaya asher b'mayim sheketzim lachem. So v'sheketzim lachem mitzorim v'sechayu. So that includes any sheretz hamayim that was not in the tzure of a fish. So then, even with snapper and kaskeses, itzos, when do we have a love? When do we have a love that applies only to a creature that does not have snapper and kaskeses, that if it has the tzure of a fish? So in other words, the love that mentioned in Rei, that is mentioned in Rei, v'chol asherim v'snapper v'kaskeset v'yisachim v'tom elachem. So he's able to that love. Same with that love. Masheinke, if he doesn't even have the tzura of the fish, so then it comes within the love v'sheket tziyu lachem v'psorom v'yisachim v'sniflosom t'shaket. So it doesn't make any difference whether it has snapper v'kaskeset, it does not. If it has the tzura of the fish, so then it depends. If it has a snapper v'kaskeset, so then it's not a sheretz amayim. If he doesn't have a snapper v'kaskeses, it is a sheretz amayim. Mashenkin, if he doesn't have a tzur of a fish, it is a sheretz amayim anyway. In other words, so it's like the shittas Rambam, but with one difference. According to the Rambam, there is no difference between the love mentioned in Shmini and the love mentioned. In other words, I mean, so it is like the. It is like the Shittas Rambam that there is special halacha vis-a-vis a creature of the sea that does not even have the shape of a fish. But according to the Rambam, so which love are you aver? The love in Vayikro Yudalev, in Vayikro Yudalev Posik mem gimel al tishak tzes nafisechem b'chol asheres asherit v'lisitamu em et meisem ben ma she'in kein the love of v'sheket tziyel lachem mitzorom v'sechelu v'zivosam tishaketsu applies only to a creature that has the shape of a fish. That is this Rambam, and he is saying no, that the love, the same love that applies to a fish that does not have a snapper v'kaskeses also applies to a creature of the sea that does not have the shape of a fish altogether. But vis-a-vis a creature that has the shape of a fish, so then it's considered as a sheretz amayim only if it does not have a snapper v'kaskeses. But if it has a snapper v'kaskeses, so let's say salmon or mackerel or tuna or what, the dog tail, so they are not considered the sheretz amayim. Mashenkin, if he doesn't have the shape of a fish, so it can have snapper and kaskeses, it's still a sheretz amayim. It's still a sheretz amayim. So it is similar to the Shittas Rambam, but it's a different shita altogether. You see, it's a different shita altogether. Then another possible pshat in the thesis Yontef, Madani Yontef, is that the Madani Yontef doesn't say that vis-a-vis a creature of the sea that does not have the tzura, the shape of a fish, so then even if it has snapper and kaskeses, even if it has snapper and kaskeses, so it's considered as a sheretz amayim, mimele it comes within the love of because the Torah in the preceding pasuk, the Torah says mikul sheretz amayim. So anything that does not have the shape of a fish, so regardless of the snapper of kaskeses, it's still sheretz amayim. And if it is sheretz amayim, it comes within this love. Not as the Rambam says within the love mentioned in Vayikra Yudalev pasuk mem gimel, but within this love. Within this love. So that perhaps the Madani Yomtev doesn't say that. The Madani Yomtev falls at Inochaname. It doesn't make any difference. The two criteria of snapper v'kaskeses that apply to a creature that has the shape of a fish apply to every other creature of the sea. But the klal that the Gemara mentions, kol sheyeshli kaskeses, yeshli snapper. The Gemara says, Nechum, at the end of the Tefes, that kol sheyeshli kaskeses, yeshli snapper. But kol sheyeshli kaskeses yeshli snapia. So the Madan Yomtev is saying that this cloud of kol sheyeshli kaskeses yeshli snapia is to be limited only to a creature of the sea that has the shape of a fish. Masheikin, a creature of the sea like Marinus, that doesn't even have the shape of a fish, it looks like an animal. It has legs. So this cloud, the Gemara itself deduces from a posik of kol sheyeshli kaskeses yeshli snapia, doesn't apply. So only vis-a-vis the cloud of kol sheyeshli kaskeses yeshli snapia, he makes the distinction, the Marmiyontev makes the distinction between a creature of the sea that has the shape of a fish and the creature of the sea that does not have the shape of a fish, that has the shape of an animal. Same shape of an animal. Masheinke, vis-a-vis the guidelines, the criteria of snapia kaskeses, that applies to everybody. It's more mashma like the second shot in the Marmiyontev. I mean, I'm not sure what it means. But anyway, even if he, you see, even if the first pshat is right, so it's a unique shita, we don't find any rishayim that should say that. Because we find the machlekes between the Rambam, we find the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam, as to whether this lab that deals with dogim tmeim, whether it covers any creature of the sea or not. So according to the Rambam, it does not include other creatures of the sea that do not even have the shape of a fish. Other creatures of the sea that do not even have the shape of a fish come within the law mentioned in Vayikro Yudalev Posik Mem Gimel al Tishaksus Tafiseichem Bichol Asheretz Asheiretz V'lisitamu Behem V'nitmeisem. That's the Shita of the Rambam. And the Shita of the Ramban, that every creature of the sea is included in the same law as that applies to a dactyl. But we don't find such a Shita that the same law should apply to creatures of the sea that do not have the shape of the fish, but that the criteria of snapa mikaskeses should not apply to it. That such a shita we don't find. Possibly that this is yontef as such a shita, and possibly that the pshat is yontef is only in regard to the cloud of kol sheyeshli kaskeses yeshli snap. All right. Anyway, so what does the tesis yontef say? So the tesis yontef says, this is Yontef, says no matter what pshat, the reason that this is Yontef, but he says that the Marines is also Bachir. Either it's, but it should be Mutabachir after all it has the Kaskeses. And since it has the Kaskeses, so there is a cloud, called Sheishal Kaskeses, Sheishal Snapia. But we don't see any Snapia. So maybe the legs are considered as a Snapia. So he says, no. He says it's also Bachir. Why? Because it does not have a snapper. But it does not have a snapper. But it has a kaskeses. It has a kaskeses. So the answer that this Yontef gives is one of the two. Either that where it doesn't have the shape of a fish, then it's considered a sheretz amayim anyway, and it comes within the same lab. Or since it's snapper, it doesn't have. So two, it has legs. Legs are not considered as a snapper. But there is a cloud called Sheishli Kaskeses Sheishli Snapir, and this is a Kaskeses. So this cloud of called Sheishli Kaskeses Sheishli Snapir applies only to a creature of the sea that has the shape of a fish. But this has the shape of an animal. It doesn't have the shape of a fish. So mele, that cloud doesn't apply. If that cloud doesn't apply, so mele, we don't have to say that the legs are considered a snapir. So that means it has a Kaskeses, it doesn't have a snapir. So it's also, it comes within that love. So it comes within that love either because it doesn't have a snap here, or it comes within that love that if it does it, that on account of the fact that it doesn't have the shape of a fish, so mainly it's considered a sheretz amayim anyway, in spite of the fact that it has kaskeses and snap. I mean, this is the pshat Marian, but it's a very strange, it's a big pella in the Marian Yonke, that he should have said,